I'm Jermaine MBA, the host of this podcast. Our motivation is to be healthy, wealthy, and wise based on God's word, health, scriptures. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Acts 5:16. And the people gathered also from the towns and hamlets around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those troubled with foul spirits, and they were all cured. Psalm 91, 9 to 10, and 14 to 16. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my love, of my mercy and kindness. Trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Romans 4:16 to 21. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith, in order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the devotees and adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised, as if they already existed. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised. So, numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. So, no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. For he grew strong and was empowered by faith, as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Wealth Scriptures. Leviticus 26:9. For I will be leaning toward you with favor and regard for you, rendering you fruitful, multiplying you, and establishing and ratifying my covenant with you. Deuteronomy 2:7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. Deuteronomy 11. 11 to 5, 15. But the land which you enter to possess is a land of hills and valleys which drinks water of the rain of heavens. A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And if you will diligently heed my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your mind and heart and with your entire being, I will give the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. Deuteronomy 30, 15 to 16. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land into which you go to possess. 2 Chronicles 20, 20. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness and joy. Psalm 34:10. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by night of their need, and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Psalm 107:37. And sow fields and plant vineyards which yield fruits of increase. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence is the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, that spread out its roots by the river, and it shall not see and fear when heat comes, but its leaf shall be green. It shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall it cease yielding fruit. Philippians 4:19. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists, and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Well being order. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Who is it that is victorious over, that conquers the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on that fact. Ephesians 1:22. And he has put all things under his feet, and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship was exercised throughout the church. Deuteronomy 28:1-8. If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Proverbs 8:12. I, wisdom, from God make prudence my dwelling, and I find out knowledge and discretion. Psalm 3:3. For you, O Lord, are a shield for me, for the glory, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Thank you for your time again today. Please subscribe to this podcast and invite friends to listen to God's Word. We'll see you again tomorrow. Shalom.